tired of going alone. I'm searching far and wide, I'm searching day and night. I'm told there's one for all, still no one sure feels right. I'm looking for my true love, I'm looking for my own. I'm looking for my true love, I'm tired of going alone.
Hannah Sheeran Naiman will be at the Magnolia Cafe in Guelph on Thursday, September the 11th, as part of a tour supporting her 2013 album release, Tether My Heart. Now, Tether My Heart is a gorgeous album of banjo-driven songs inspired by Ole Bell Reed and Hazel Dickens, with a wonderful Appalachian old-time feel and English and Irish folk ballad stylings thrown into the mix. Hannah's music has already been critically acclaimed, drawing favourable comparisons with the work of both Gillian Welsh and the Be Good Tanyas. At Magnolia, Hannah will be performing with fiddle player Roslyn Dennett, formerly of Oh My Darling. We reached Hannah at home in Toronto. So it's great to talk to you tonight, Hannah.
Great to talk to you.
I'm very pleased to hear that you're coming through Guelph with a CD release for Tether My Heart, which I think was the album that you released in 2013. I think it's only now that you're actually going to be on a full-scale Ontario tour. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a slow release, but we're doing it now. I do have a day job. I am an early childhood music educator, so I do that a lot during the day, and balancing performing shows and also just all the behind-the-scenes sort of publicity aspects that one has to manage as an independent musician takes up a lot of time.
So Tether My Heart, it's a very interesting album because it has a wonderful old-time feel to it, certainly a very strong feeling of the musical tradition of the Appalachian Mountains. One of the things I loved about it, though, is that I think a lot of the material was your own. Is that right?
It's 99.9% my own, with the exception of one of the tracks incorporates an old war song, "Show Me the Way to Go Home," within one of my original songs. So,
yeah.
So that's the 0.1%.
Well, you know, and that's the neat thing about it. It is a wonderful album, and I know it's been very well received by the folk community. Obviously, banjo and clawhammer banjo is very much your instrument. What I'd like to do is to get you to talk a little bit about how you got involved in music and why you decided you wanted to make it your career.
Well, I come from quite a musical family. My father is a renowned clawhammer banjo player in his own right. And my mother is a musician as well, and she's well known for her children's music. So I really was born into a folk community, and I kind of tried to avoid, not actively avoid being a musician, but I kind of rebelled as a teenager from the folk scene and did my own thing. I did contemporary dance at Concordia and went on a sort of contemporary path for quite some time. It wasn't until I had been living in Boston for a year and a half, and I decided to come back to Toronto. I was feeling a little homesick. I decided to connect with my roots, and I picked up the banjo so that I could play music with my dad. And then I just kind of fell into this old-time scene here in Toronto, and I have this impulse to create. I always have. And so that led me to writing songs in this genre.
So I know you've been compared to people like Gillian Welsh, you know, a phenomenal performer. Also, the Be Good Tanyas. Do you find that there is a real interest in old-time music now?
I definitely think there's a growing interest in it. I think there is a definite revival in that rootsy sound, and the banjo absolutely has been a revival in recent years. You know, when I was a teenager, the only person I knew that played the banjo was my dad. That was it. And now, you know, every other person I meet has got one in their house and, you know, plays with it now and then. So, yeah, I think for sure there's a movement afoot.
Have you always been a natural songwriter? I always get the impression, you know, when people move into something like old-time music, there is so much great music out there, obviously, going back over the generations, that I always felt there was maybe a tendency that people would be creating their own versions of other people's music. But you seem to have started out with this commitment to actually bring your own music to the banjo, even though that you have that old-time Appalachian feel to it.
Yeah, well, I do also devote quite a lot of my time to learning the traditional repertoire, and I'm spending a lot of time actually learning fiddle music and fiddle tunes as well. But I've always had this sort of instinct to create my own mark in whatever I'm studying, and so I was a contemporary dance choreographer when I was studying contemporary dance, and now I'm a songwriter in the genre. And even in my teenage days, I was writing songs that, you know, I've since thrown out, but but it's always been something that I have felt compelled to do.
What Tether My Heart, we mentioned, has done very well, I think, certainly amongst the folk community. I know recently, I think you were playing at the Mill Race Festival, weren't you, in Cambridge? And I think also at Summer Folk.
That's right.
There's certainly a lot of interest in it. I'm curious as to what the future holds for you. What are your plans for the next album and beyond?
Well, I'm going to keep focusing on this album for a little bit. I want to get it out there as much as I possibly can. And so we've signed up for quite a few conferences in the coming year. We're going to do FMO and then NRFA, which is the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance. So we're going to try and get some more festival gigs, try and tour it a little bit more throughout Canada and the U.S. And for me, in terms of my songwriting and my craft, I'm going to be spending some time this fall in Virginia and in West Virginia studying old-time music and flat-foot dancing, actually. I want to incorporate that a little bit into my act. Yeah.
You're going to be playing at Magnolia Cafe on Thursday, September the 11th. It's a wonderful little venue. The show starts at 8 p.m., and its tickets are only $10, which is, I always regard as being an absolute steal. You go to Magnolia, you can have a wonderful meal and pick up a show, and it's just a fabulous evening. Can you tell us a little bit about the evening itself, what people can expect when they come along to see you?
Sure. Well, I'll be performing with Rosalind Dennett, who is the fiddle player in my band and also a fabulous singer and fiddle player in her own right. She does write some of her own songs as well, and she's been in Oh My Darling, which is a recognized band. She performs quite a bit with various bands in Toronto. She's from Winnipeg. And so the two of us are going to be performing songs from the album, and we'll probably sing a few traditional songs and play some fiddle and banjo tunes as well.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. Now, I wanted to ask you how people can learn more about your music.
Sure. Well, they can visit my website, for starters, which is my name, hannahshearanaiman.com. And they can listen to a few tracks there. There are links to places where they can buy the CD, and all of my dates for upcoming shows are posted there as well. So that's my number one recommendation.
We only have a few moments left. What I would like to do is to get you to introduce the next song, which will be a track from Tether My Heart. What would you like us to play?
How about Little Fox, which is a song that is strongly inspired by fiddle tune melodies. It tells a sweet little story of a little fox in love and a happy little number.
That's great. So Hannah Shira Naiman will be in Guelph on Thursday, September the 11th for a show at Magnolia Cafe. The show starts at 8 p.m. It's a $10 cover charge, and she'll be performing with Rosalind Dennett, that Hannah mentioned was formerly with Oh My Darling. It promises to be a fabulous evening. This is Hannah Shira Naiman from the album Tether My Heart and Little Fox. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
I'm gone up yonder, going to the little peach tree. I'm gonna ask my own true love, darling, would you marry me? Oh, cried the little fox in the grass. 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 Oh, cried a little fox in the grass. Oh, cried a little fox in the grass. Late one night when the moon was bright, Katie and I did roam. I took her up, I took her down, but I took her right back home. Oh, cried a little fox in the grass. 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 Always been a gambler, been so all of my life. Fetch my land, my horse, my cow, Katie's gonna be my wife. Oh, cried a little fox in the grass. 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 In the grass, oh, cried a little fox in the grass.